There were so many defense attorneys for William and Nancy Styler, they couldn't all fit behind the table normally used in court. Public defenders Tina Fang and Sarah Steele were joined by private practice attorneys Beth Krulowich and Garth McCarty. Both are court-appointed legal counsel for Nancy Styler, who is now being held at the Eagle County Jail. Access to information was at the heart of the Stylers' hearing. In contrast to a community searching for clues to understand why authorities think the Stylers committed the crime, the couple's four attorneys took turns making arguments for Judge Nichols to crack down on leaks about the case. Krulowich described hearing through the legal grapevine that salacious details on the Pfister case have come up at a Denver cocktail party. Styler's attorneys also raised questions about whether Pitkin County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo was influencing the public in his recent press conferences with what he said about the Stylers. Judge Nichols disagreed, saying DeSalvo has not announced anything improper, and further, she isn't able to keep people from leaking details any more than they already have. At the same time, legal counsel for the Stylers criticized the prosecution for not providing them with enough information about the case. They asked for more evidence and other information in the case file and more time to review those items in order to fairly represent the Stylers. Judge Nichols approved a tour of the crime scene at Nancy Pfister's house yesterday for the defense and prosecution. There were so many other issues at yesterday's hearing that they were deferred to another hearing this morning. A preliminary hearing date has not been set and could be weeks or months from now. At a separate proceeding yesterday, Judge Nichols saw the third person arrested in Pfister's homicide. Aspen resident and Alpine Bank employee Kathy Carpenter has been described as a friend and de facto property manager of Pfister's house in West Buttermilk. Carpenter was essentially assigned a court-appointed attorney and was barred from having any contact with three of Pfister's relatives and was also ordered to be held without bond. There had been a press conference planned for after yesterday's hearings, but after the criticism by the Stylers' defense attorneys, it was canceled. Spokeswoman Blair Wire.
The Pitkin County Sheriff's Office will no longer be providing interviews or press conferences related to the homicide of Nancy Pfister. This is in an effort to preserve the prosecution of this case.
Court proceedings continue this morning at the Pitkin County Courthouse. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.